From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, the world capital of country music, here's the 915th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring tonight, Little Jimmy Dickens.
Happy heartache over you. This feeling that I've got is something new. The day you left, I thought I'd die. Now I'm glad you said goodbye. Just in case you wonder why, well, I found the love that's true. I never thought I could forget the day you said we're through. I sat right down and cried my poor old heart out over you. But happiness has come my way. Now I'm doing fine. I found someone to share the dreams that once were yours and mine. Happy heartaches over you. This feeling that I've got is something new. The day you left, I thought I'd die. Now I'm glad you said goodbye. Just in case you wonder why, well, I found the love that's true. Heartaches over you. This feeling that I've got is something new. Well, the day you left, I thought I'd die. Now I'm glad you said goodbye. Just in case you wonder why, well, I found the love that's true.
Great big hello and howdy to all our friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, step right in here and let's tell all the folks who's with us tonight and around to go on a big half hour of picking and singing and fun.
Sure will, Jimmy. There's Rod Brassfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, String Bean, all the Opry square dancers and the entire Grand Ole Opry gang.
Well, sir, I say that's wonderful, Grant, and I've invited over some wonderful guests, too, real friends of yours and mine, and certainly real Opry stars. I'm talking about Miss Kitty Wells and the Tennessee Mountain Boys, Johnny and Jack. Well, my goodness, we've got more show than we know what to do with, and by golly, the same goes for this fella that's strolling out here right now. We don't know what to do with him. That's because he's the madman of the mountains, Rod Brassfield. Yeah.
Howdy, Rod. Good to see you, you little tater-eating booger. You, how are you?
I'm fine. Fine and dandy.
Say, Jim, you ought to have been down Hornwall yesterday with me. I went over to my Uncle Sipes' Snip Snap and Bite restaurant.
Yes.
And I was sitting there talking to Uncle Sipes, see? And his traveling salesman come in there. A fella been calling on Uncle Sipes for a long time. His name was Ham.
Ham.
Mr. Ham.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Sipes spoke to Uncle Sipes, and Uncle Sipes couldn't remember who he was, see?
Yeah.
He says, now, I know ye. I know ye, but I just don't know... I can't remember your name.
Yeah.
And this Mr. Ham said, well, when you want to think of my name, just think of the best part of a hog.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Sipes said, oh, yeah. How are you, Mr. Chitlins?
Oh, Rod, now you know that.
Well, sir, while he was taking Mr. Ham's order, there's another fella come in there and ordered a piece of pie. And I told Uncle Sipe I'd wait on him, so I brung him a piece of pie and give it to him, see? He says, how much is it? I says, it's just 15 cents.
15 cents.
Yeah. And then he says, by the way, how much is a hamburger? I says, that there is 15 cents, too. He says, well, I'll just give you the pie back and have myself a hamburger.
Sure.
With mustard on it.
Yeah.
I says, all right. So I took the pie back and gave him my hamburger. Well, he ate the hamburger and got up and started out the door. I hollered at him. I says, hey, buddy, by now you forgot to pay me, old good buddy.
Yes,
you didn't pay me for the hamburger. He says, well, of course I didn't. I give you the pie back for it.
Oh, sure. Yes, sir.
I says, yeah, but by now you hadn't paid me for the pie in the first place. He says, of course I didn't pay for it. I didn't need it, did I? And he just went on out. Well, and you know something, Jimmy? By net, it worries me. I still think that fella owes me 15 cents, but I don't know what for.
I don't either, Rod. Rod, tell me, buddy, how's Susie getting along these days?
Oh, Susie?
Your gal,
Susie. Jim, that gal gets prettier every time I look at her. I could just, oh, there's just goose pimples. Just, ooh, she gets prettier every day.
Cute, yes, sir.
Beautiful. Most beautifulest woman that I ever seen. Yeah. Boy, she's got teeth like pearls.
Like pearls?
Yeah, she and Pearl had them made at the same time.
Oh, right.
She's sort of dumb, Mo, you know it?
She is?
Yeah, she's plumb dumb. She come over to see me over at my farm the other day, see? And I was showing around the barn lot and around there, and there's an old cow and a pretty little calf standing there in the barn lot. You know, rubbing noses they do and kissing
I've seen them do that.
Well, I looked over and seen them, and I says to Susie, I says, Susie, seeing them do that make me want to do the same thing. She says, well, go ahead. It's your cow.
Oh.
She's dumb. Well, it's been nice to see you boys. I've got to go now. I've got to go down to the drugstore and get some medicine for Uncle Tripe. He's sick again.
Is he sick again?
Poor old thing, yeah. He's been sick for some time. He's been taking some liver pills.
Yeah.
And the other day, him and Aunt Sap was out there in the garden, planting the garden, see? And Aunt Sap is nearsighted, can't hardly see nothing. And she made the mistake and planted his liver pills in the garden and give him a big dose of them garden seed.
Why, Rod? You know better.
Garden ain't doing a bit of good, Jim.
It ain't.
No, but Uncle Sipe has developed a cabbage head, cauliflower ears.
Yeah.
His nose looks like a beet. Every time he sneezes, you can hear black-eyed peas rattle for 10 miles.
Ain't you? Yeah, you're right. Rod Brassfield, I'll tell you now, he's something. Well, sir, friends, in all the world of country music, there's just one country singing queen. She's the top star of the Grand Ole Opry, the number one country vocalist year in and year out, and she's our guest tonight. Let's really make her welcome, lovely Miss Kitty Wells, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there, Kitty. I'll tell you, we're proud to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Kitty, I'll bet you got one of those fine Decca recording hits up your arm there that you're going to do for the folks tonight.
Well, let's see if the folks like this one called A Change of Heart.
I'm sure they will.
Have had a change of heart. You don't treat me like you used to at the start. Your campaign of love was quite a work of art. But I guess you must have had a change of heart. I took too much for granted anyway, but it's just 'cause I'd believe the things you'd say. Not so long ago you swore we'd never part. Well, I guess you must have had heart. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 'cause you've had a change of heart. They're all gone 'cause you've had a change of heart.
Thank you, Kitty. Thank you. Very, very, very fine. That's a mighty fine job. And now, one time and one time only, at his own request, here's the Grand Ole Opry weatherman, Rod Brassfield.
Howdy, friends, again. I predict it's going to be wet and rainy this month.
Is that all?
Well, no. If you want to beat wet feet and ignore the downpour, pack yourself a pipe full of Pleasant PA.
That's it. You're riding a downright comfort every time that you light up a pipe full of always fresh, always cool smoking Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Crimp cut to burn nice and even.
Yes, sir, and packed with all the flavor nature puts into tobacco.
The flavor that only PA knows how to keep and then bring out rich and mild and tasty.
You fellas who roll your own, get the finest, tastiest, easiest rolling making cigarette every time with PA.
Buddy, I'm predicting real smoking joy for all you fellas, pipe smokers or making men, when you taste the natural tobacco flavor of good PA. That's Prince Albert, buddy.
Well, sir, here's the Mississippi Sawyer, and the man behind the fiddle is Tommy Jackson. Here we go, and all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers with an old-fashioned square dance. Turn them loose, let them go. Well, as all you Opry friends know, it's a custom of long standing here at the Opry to pause a moment in the middle of all the picking and singing and fun and enjoy a fine old sacred and gospel song. We hope you'll enjoy the one we've picked out tonight called If I Could Hear My Mother Pray Again. How sweet and happy seems those days of which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then. And with that rapture sweet, my weary heart would be, if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voices then, so glad I would be. It would mean so much. If I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear her tender voices then, so glad I would be. It would mean so much to me. If I could hear my mother pray. Well, thank you very much. Well, what do you say, friends? We just kind of put ourselves in now for some mighty fine fancy picking. And I'm talking about the guitar polka that's being served up right now by our good friend Chet Atkins. Here he is. Chester Atkins. Now comes one of the real highlights of our Grand Ole Opry get-togethers, and time to introduce a girl. And this is special because, well, she happens to be our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, I tell you, I've had me a time this week. I've been away out there in the West, in Texas out there. And Jim, you was there with me, wasn't you?
Nice country.
Yes, sir, we had a big show out there, and what I really went out there for was to see some of them wild and woolly cowboys.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to find the kind that'd kiss you at the drop of a hat. I never found none, though, I'll tell you. I looked everywhere I could. And I dropped my hat. I'll bet I dropped my hat over a dozen times. No, sir. Only remark I got from any of them cowboys was one of them said, "Why don't you use a hat pin?" And I would have if I'd have had one, I'll tell you. But, you know, the folks is awful friendly out there, and we had an awful good time. Hey, Jim, I didn't tell you this.
What's that, Minnie?
Uncle Nabob said to me before I left home to go out there to Texas, he said, "Girl, when you get out there in Texas, I want you to bring me something." I said, "What's that?" He said, "Bring me one of them 10-gallon hats, full." Oh, there ain't no flies on Uncle Nabob. But I was thinking while I was out there, Jim, you know there's a whole lot of them wealthy Texas fellers out there.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'd sure like to get to know some of them. In fact, I found one down there this past week. He was awful wealthy. I think he was. Anyway, I was asking him a few questions. It don't hurt for a young, beautiful, unmarried girl to kind of ask a few questions, you know. Of course, you don't get many answers, but you can ask the questions. But anyway, I said to this Texas feller, I said, "Whole lot of you fellers out here in Texas are awful wealthy, ain't you?" He said, "Yes, ma'am, I reckon some of them are." I said, "Y'all out here, whole lot of y'all Texas fellers out here got great big ranches, ain't you?" And he said, "Yes, ma'am, I reckon some of us have out here." I said, "Well, have you got a great big ranch out here?" He said, "Well, I've got 45 acres. And I said, "45 acres? Why, I know lots of people got bigger places than that. Good gracious alive." I said, "What do you call that kind of ranch?" He said, "Well, most folks call it downtown Houston." Well, sir, though, I just tell you now, though, we've had a awful good time out there, but I got in an awful lot of trouble. Jim, I didn't tell you about this. I hate to tell you this. I hate to tell all y'all this. I made a big mistake. I went out there and I got out on one of them Texas ranches and asked them fellas if they'd let me ride one of them Texas horses. Woo! I hadn't ought to did that. I told that Texan, I said, you know, I said, I never have rid a Texas horse before. And he said, well, good. We've got a Texas horse out here. Never has been rid by a Tennessee girl, so y'all can start out together. We started out together, but we didn't end up that way. He was an awful gentlemanly horse, though, Jim.
Was he, baby?
Yes, sir. When we got to that first fence, you know, and he started to jump over it, he stopped and let me go over first. I ain't going to tell you where I landed, but I'll tell you this. I'd sure love for y'all to come over tomorrow and stand up and have dinner with me. Bye now. See you next time. Jim, I've got to go. I have to find Hezzy. Only fella I know that's an April fool all year long.
Yeah, Minnie, be honest with me now. Is Hezzy really as dumb as you say he is?
Well, only two things Hezzy don't goof on. One's pretty women, and the other's fine smoking. When Hezzy takes out that Prince Albert smoking tobacco in an OCB paper, he's the rightest man you ever seen.
Now, that's because PA gives every making man fresh, natural tobacco taste, cooled, mild smoking, and all the comfort he could ask from a making cigarette.
And you ought to see him just whip up a cigarette.
Compliments of PA's crimp cut, Minnie. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around. Fast, easy, and neat. Tell you pipe-smoking fellas something, too. Pack your next pipe with PA and enjoy a smoke that's naturally tasty and downright comfortable. Yes, sir? Enjoy the National Joy Smoke. Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. Smoke's so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now let's make some room, because here comes our other guest stars for tonight, friends. They're doing their big hit song, the Banana Boat Song. Here's Johnny and Jack. Give them a nice round of applause.
All night long.
Hey, he's lying in a waterfall.
Hey, all you working men, sing the song.
Hey, he's lying in a waterfall.
Day, oh, day,
oh. Hey, he's lying in a waterfall.
Day, oh, day,
oh. Hey, he's lying in a waterfall.
Well, I sleep by the sun and I work by the moon. When I get me some money, gonna quit so soon.
Hey, just lying in a waterfall.
Hey, oh,
hey, oh. Hey, just lying in a waterfall.
Hey, oh, hey,
oh. Hey, just lying in a
clothes and move to sea.
Hey, just lying in a waterfall.
Tending their banana, see the last of me.
Hey, just lying in a waterfall.
Johnny and Jack, and now here's our long, tall friend from the hills of old Kentucky, Spring Bean. Give a nice
round. Party people to count the miles away. Dance all night to the break of day. When a caller with a holler, don't see door, jump in, ready to go. Whole late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above and down, look up in played a fiddle, Lord, how did it ring? You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. They hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, and it was time for them to go. Oh, late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above a town, Uncle Penn played a fiddle, Lord, how did it ring? You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Much obliged to you, String. Thank you very much. And now, friends, I'd like to do the other side of our new record for you, a song that's called I Never Had the Blues. Boys, let's try.
I never stayed awake all night, counting sheep till broad daylight. I never had the blues till I met you.
Never had the blues, never had the blues.
I never was the kind to cry just cause someone passed me by. I never had the blues till I met you.
Till I met you.
Now I'm hurting all the time. I'm crying all the time. Cause I ain't making me time with you.
No time with you.
I never thought I'd ever know someone who could hurt me so. I never had the blues till I met you.
Till I met you.
I never had the blues till I met you.
Till I met you.
Well, friends, next week it'll be our good friend Hank Snow and T. Texas Tyler. Till then, this is little Jimmy Dickens saying thanks for everything. And we'll be looking for all of you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
A real cigarette. Have a real cigarette. A Camel cigarette.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. This cigarette brings you the finest taste in smoking. So enjoy full-flavored Camels, the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L. A real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette. Now all the brands are marching in a cigarette parade. And way out front is Camel, the smoke and flavor made. You really should discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. A real smoke, I mean. C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program originated at WSM in Nashville, Tennessee, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.